Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. Well, if it's 4:30 on a Friday, you know where to be, right here for the Outdoors Outlook, which is sponsored by Nanticoke Outfitters. You need to get on the bus and get your next guided hunt or fishing trip, because we've still got some of that to talk about. You can get that booked today at nanticokeoutfitters.com, or you might even be able to do it in person next weekend. We'll tell you more about that coming up in just a minute. But the website you need to remember is nanticokeoutfitters.com. Every Friday, Captain Dave Fletcher from Nanticoke Outfitters stops by and gives us an idea of what we're going to find if you are trying to enjoy the great outdoors this weekend. And Dave, man, you got to be feeling a little bit like a kid on Christmas Eve at this point, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. Can you believe it? It's hunting season already. It is kicking off. It's September 1. Coming right around the corner, and for the Delaware hunters, that kicks off everything. They have dove season, archery season for deer, and goose season. Season is starting September 1 in Maryland, slightly different, September 2nd for dove and goose, and then deer starts on September 6th. So it is here, my friends. Let's get ready to talk about hunting.
And I know we've been trying to remind folks the last few weeks, but for those that maybe have just been too busy smelling the sunscreen, what are the things, if you're going to be heading out for that opening day, that you want to remember to do to keep yourself safe?
Yeah, Gary, that's my PSA. I talk about this all the time. Get out and check your deer stands. Make sure everything is safe. Get your ladders cleared. Get your steps cleared. Whatever it is that you hunt out of, make sure it's safe. Don't have a early morning in the dark be the first time you climb that ladder, climb those steps, or get yourself into that blind. Also, get out and shoot. We talked about that a few weeks ago. That is our responsibility, to make good ethical shots. So get out and shoot. Make sure you're prepared and take advantage of the opportunities. Well, Gary, let's jump into fishing real quick. Trolling for bluefish and Spanish mackerel have been absolutely incredible this week. Myself and a lot of my friends have been doing that up and down the lower bay. That's been a great time. The sheephead are being caught all over the target ship on the peeler crabs. And Hooper's Island, Tangier Sound, Pocomoke Sound, we're still picking up the puppy drum. They're all over the place, as well as speckled trout and some bass, bluefish all along those shallow waters as well. Now, it's Labor Day weekend, Gary. You know what that means. We got to start thinking about crabs.
Yeah, buddy.
And I know you love your crabs. Well, I'll tell you, crabbing has been pretty good this week as well. So get out this weekend and catch your own crabs. That makes it a lot more enjoyable. Or, as I always tell everyone, buy directly from a local waterman if you can. But the crabs are heavy right now. We've got very heavy crabs coming up. 12 to 15 foot seems to be the magic range, so keep that in mind. I know I've talked to some guys. They tell me they only have 10 foot of line on their traps. Might want to consider adding a little bit to those, because the heavy crabs are in that 12 to 15 foot. Now, let's talk fishing down in the coastal region. Both in OC and Delaware, the croakers have been coming in over 9 inches. We're catching a lot of croakers now over that minimum 9-inch requirement. So that's always fun, especially for the kids to be able to put a couple of fish in the box. Lots of kingfish around. They're always fun. They put up a great fight. And we're catching more flounder over that 17.5-inch minimum, especially in clean water during the incoming tide. Now, Gary, we talked about potentially meeting up and booking a trip next weekend in person. That's because Saturday, September 7th, from 10 to 4 at the Wicomico Civic Center, we've got the Shore Living Expo. So stop by, say hello. We can swap some hunting and fishing stories, maybe even get yourself booked for a trip with us. But come see us. There's lots of other great vendors there. I think this is, Gary, probably our third year attending this event. We have a great time every time we're there.
Yeah, it's always a great crowd. Jimmy and Lisa from Delmarva Life are going to be there kind of hosting the festivities. Some of my radio friends will be rolling around. If you've ever wanted to meet Jared from Solo Cup Saturday night, I know he'll be there all throughout the day representing Coast Country. So it's going to be fun. Come say hi and meet Captain Dave. Put a face to the voice.
That's right. The voice sounds better than the face, I can tell you that. But that's okay, right? All right. Hey, Gary, I got to roll, because I know that even though it's a day off from fishing because of this weather we've had today, I've got a big delivery of some new box lines coming in tomorrow for our clients. And you've seen some of them going up on social media, but I got to get out here to the barn and help the guys get ready for that delivery. So as always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we're blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.